The next production from the Grand Rapids Players is opening this Friday. It's called The Ballad of Newton Badger. It opens at the Rife Center. It is an original work. Joining me in the studio, the playwright Nathan Bergstedt and the composer Sam Miltich. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
So how did this happen, this collaboration? Do you remember like that first seed, that germ? Is that the right word for that? No.
Well, the first thing I remember, excuse me. First thing I remember about this was when we did our first Shakespeare in the Park show.
Mm-hmm.
Sam came up to me after that performance and he said how much he liked it and that he would just love to collaborate on something someday. And so I was just like riding high on that, like, yeah, let's do that. And then it was a little while later, weeks or maybe months, that we actually got together and started actually talking about what this project might be. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I saw that the adaptation of the Shakespeare, and I thought, well, this would be just a really both fun and community-minded collaboration. You know, it's really fun to collaborate with Nathan, who's right here in Grand Rapids, and to be doing, you know, for me, I have to travel for work. The ability to work with an artist in northern Minnesota and someone who's contributing to the arts is always something that I'm really thrilled about. And then to be able to perform in our hometown at the Rife Center is another thing that's really fun and exciting. And they did a great job with the Shakespeare adaptation, and so I thought, well, why the heck not? Let's do it.
It's exciting to hear how art can inspire people to do other things. By you going to that performance, and then how, you know, we can all go to these different things that are going on, and it can lead us to things we don't even know about, because here we are a couple years later, and you are opening this week, not to put the pressure on or anything.
Oh, yeah, no, none taken.
So let's start with you. Let's hear about this story a little bit. First, introduce us to this Newton Badger.
So Newton Badger and the story as a whole is loosely based off of the character of Sir Isaac Newton, because everyone knows that he was a genius. He was very famous for that, obviously. But in his time, he was infamous for being very antisocial, and he was a jackass. the simplest way to put it, like, he had like very few friends. Like, he never married. He was very just kind of... He didn't do people. He just did work. And so I thought about this for a little bit, and I was like, well, how about if I do a story about a character who, like, societally we can't live without, because he solves our problems and he figures stuff out that no one else can, but no one can stand him. And, like, no one wants to deal with him. And so, like, what do we do? That seems ripe for comedy. And so the story is essentially about Newton Badger as he... he comes up with a grand scientific idea, and through his bumbling of an explanation of what it actually means, he scares the bejesus out of the town, and the mayor takes this opportunity to figure out, or to get public support to banish him so that they can just not deal with him anymore. And then he has to defend himself. And what? That doesn't go very well either.
What's the name of the town they're from?
Oak Glendaleville.
Of course it is.
Yes.
Now, is Newton a guy? Is he an animal?
He's a badger.
Okay, there we go.
And the mayor is Major Buck. His assistant is Felicity Skunk. There's also Haley Wolf, which is Newton Badger's closest confidant and, dare I say, friend. And there's also Michael Fox and a trio of squirrels. And Peggy Possum. Bartleby Beaver, and Roxy Fox.
And then there are birds?
There are birds as well. Sam can talk about the birds.
Yeah, I'm a bird, man. There's been other...
Most musical animals of the forest, of course.
Yeah, that's right. We're always singing up in the trees, you know. And there's been other jazz musicians that have used the word bird in their name before, so that's fun, you know. One of the things that this sort of sprung from was... when Nathan and I were first talking about this, I was kind of listening to a lot of music from Eastern Europe, stuff from Ukraine and klezmer music and Roma music and music from the Balkans and stuff. So I was listening to that music and then reading some Russian and Ukrainian folk tales, and it was all based around animals. You know, there's these sort of bizarre, fanciful tales of animals in the forest that are delivering meaningful messages to the people. So that was kind of the, you know, one of the ideas to begin with. And so I had started writing music in that style and sort of an Eastern European style. And the thought was to put play to the music and stuff. And some of which has actually been in the process of being recorded. But then I wound up in June just sort of locking myself in a cabin north of Effie, as we do here in these parts, for 3 days, and writing out a series of different songs that had each one. Actually, Nathan came over and we wound up kind of going through different rhythms, different keys, different tempos, just kind of coming up with different feels and what would suit a given scene or a given character. And so I kind of started writing pieces off of that template.
That's one of the really kind of neat things about Sam's score is that most of the songs that he wrote are actually themes for the different characters. And so, like, in that meeting, like, we talked a lot about, like, who these characters are, what they do, you know, their background. And Sam wrote these fantastic pieces that really, I mean, the squirrel piece is so squirrely. Just as one example, my favorite is definitely the Newton Badger theme itself. But so many of them are so good, and they just fit the character so well. I just look forward to seeing like how we really tie everything together this last week now.
Do you think it'll add for the actors to be these characters, to have this music that is sort of there for the squirrels to be more squirrely?
And that's what we've been working on in rehearsal. We're not able to have the band there all the time. So Sam made a recording of the music, and we've been rehearsing with the music playing. And it's you'd have to ask them. I don't really know like where they're at in this process, but it's definitely something that I'm trying to encourage to them to get a feel. It's not a musical, so they're not like dancing to the music, they're not singing to the music, but it's jazz music, and so there's going to be a lot of improvising with the band, and so the actors are going to have to do some improvising too about like how they kind of interact with these sounds that are happening around them. And so I'm curious to see how this experiment works.
Yeah, I am too, because it is simply experimental at this point. It's all theoretical, you know? I mean, when you're in a cabin up in Effie, you don't know what it's going to be. But fortunately, we had the musicians come and hang out up at Deer North Farm, and we recorded these pieces. And so that was fun because we got a chance to listen to them. And then, you know, the next step in the process was, you know, getting that music to Nathan. And, you know, that's the fun thing about it is this was a fairly large project in terms of the various steps, you know, and it all had to get broken down into small pieces. And this week is just yet another progression in those steps that we're making. And
not necessarily the last one either. It's
by all means.
Yeah, it was like we both talked about, like, because Sam's talked about the work on the score and it's like things he'd like to do with it. And I've been thinking about like what this, I mean, because like this is an experiment that we're doing. So like, when we do the production, what are we going to find out? What are we going to learn? Maybe something's going to change with the script. I don't know.
Well, and with the jazz, the improvisation that occurs, it's going to be different each night.
That's exactly right. And that was actually one of the things that kind of drew me to this idea was I don't ever want to either play or write something that's just simply scored out as wrote every time. You know, I have a blueprint, I have a basic melody and chord structure and form that we use, but I didn't want it to be a completely orchestrated thing. That was one thing that I did change about it. And so I'm kind of like interested to see when you have, you know, we have some really great jazz musicians that are playing with us. We have Doug Haining playing clarinet and saxophone. He's been here. Jay Epstein is going to join us for the last weekend. Going to play drums. Russ Sackett, who's also a Grand Rapids, former Grand Rapids resident, is playing piano. And then me and my dad are holding down the guitar and bass end of things. And it's going to be fun to sort of like see these different improvisational artists watching the scene play out and responding to that scene. I think that's kind of unique and interesting. And I think it's going to be quite fun.
And the other piece will be the audience. I mean, right now as you rehearse, I imagine it's just a smaller core of people. But when the audience comes in, then that may that'll be a part of the balance.
As you know, always.
Always tweaks it.
That, yeah, and whatever the performing art is, whenever you have an audience, like, I can't produce in my office, my practice room, what I produce on a stage, because you're not, that's an intangible thing. I don't know how I can't really put it into words what that energy is that you get from a live audience. But, you know, like with the Great Northern Radio Show, that's a really good example of how that all plays out, you know. And so that's a great point and a really key element to how this will all go.
That's Sam Miltich. He's here with Nathan Bergstead. We're talking about their new production. It's coming out, starts this Friday, The Ballad of Newton Badger. So if I may ask, how does this whole thing happen? Do you have funding for this? Is it just you guys putting your... I mean, I'm sure if you have funding, it's not enough funding. It never is for the arts, but...
Well, that's true. But we did get a grant from the Arrowhead Regional Arts Council to put this play on. That was like the first step. And then besides that, we're working with the Grand Rapids Players, who, I mean, it's their business to fund productions. So like that's where the rest of the funding is coming from. And then, but they're only getting their funding because of ticket sales.
Yes, and debt of gratitude to Sharon Marty and Katie Marshall for all the hard work, because there's all the people working behind the scenes that are helping to make this stuff possible.
Tons. And
And we're on the stage and they're on the sidelines, so we have to give credit where credit is due.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, so you have five performances starting Friday and Saturday, and then the following weekend?
Yep.
Yep. The following weekend on Friday, Saturday, and then a matinee on Sunday.
Okay, and to get tickets?
Go to the rifecenter.org. You can get them online, or you can call the Rife Center, or you can just go to the box office.
Nathan, before we go, anything you want to say about some of the actors that are in the performance? Or,
well, some of these people I've worked with before, and others, this is the first time, and it's been, I'm very excited about this cast. We lost a couple of people and had to replace them, which is unfortunate, but the people who are with us today have been doing a fantastic job. John Peterson is really bringing Newton Badger to life in the way that only he could, and Rob Lepak, who's playing Major Buck, brings such a large amount of energy. He just commands the scene whenever he's there, which I think is great for being the mayor. And the squirrels are Nathan Sackett, actually, so it was Russ Sackett's, the piano player's nephew, Nori Peterson, and Kat Johnson. The three of them, like, I'd never really collaborated on anything before. They barely knew each other, and now they're a trio of squirrels, and they're when people leave this show, they're gonna. The only thing that the audience is gonna talk about are the squirrels. I swear. And we got the poor unfortunate soul of Michael Fox, who's the poorest resident of Oakland Daleville, and that's Matthew Sackett, another nephew of Russ, and he's got this little. He's got this young boy's charm about him that is going to. Hopefully, make people empathize with him.
So as a writer, do you think there's things you can say through animals you might not through human characters?
I don't know. I've thought about that. Like, what's the point of these being animals? I love the fable genre because it allows you to detach from reality. And you can, once you're working with talking animals, excuse me, once you're working with talking animals, really, whatever, the sky's the limit. You're not dealing with realism here. And I think that's one of the nice things about it. It makes it automatically a little more fanciful and allows you to just kind of just pull the ripcord on your creativity and just let it open up.